What about the understanding of reality right now?
A little bit of powder.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
Or not.
A little bit.
I like the encouragement.
Until it becomes the range of mountains.
Yeah.
You just said, and I missed it on the recording, that the proof is this moment.
This moment, this very moment, how much one understands reality right now. Or is there awareness of it? Not developed yet, but what about just being aware? Or even only thinking about it?
When I made some comment about the accumulations from long past and you said just the last moment, I think you mean because just the last citta carries all the accumulations.
So that word awaken was not meant sudden in light, it was more that moment that can be so different to another moment that we can never know what the next moment will be.
When panya will arise or when lobha or dosa or any other thing.
Which sort of goes back to our discussion around what is enough understanding, in a sense. Who can know at a moment?
The truth of the teaching is that which is trying to wake you up. But it depends whether it can wake once up or not.
Whether there's any interest or understanding to be woken up.
So is hearing the Dhamma result of karma?
Okay. What citta hears?
Just hearing, hears.
Mm-hmm. And what things?
There's accumulations.
Pakatupanisyapatiya.
What thinks?
Pakatupanisyapatiya.
What thinks about what has been heard?
Condition the thinking that way or the other way.
Okay, pakatupanisya doesn't think, but it conditions the thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when we talk about listening, it's a combination of what is heard.
Right.
As a result of karma and the attending or thinking about.
Sort of along this line is speaking to others about the Dhamma. You've heard me speak about this before.
The question is to whom?
I know.
Interesting person or not interesting?
Interested
person
or not interested? Well, let me be specific. My son. I have not spoken to him much about the Dhamma, although he understands why I come to Thailand. And, you know, from time to time we'll say to each other when we're both in the middle of something else that, oh, I'd be interested in hearing about it, or I'd be interested in telling you or something. And yet I've never really gotten into the discussion and gotten into the subject with him. I sometimes ask myself why, and I think that one of the reasons is a lot to do with lobha. Of course, I'd like him to understand, and he may or he may not. The other, I think, has to do with not having enough confidence in my skill to be able to talk to him. Can you say anything about this?
Could Buddha talk to anyone who is not interested, like the other belief?
No. But you see, I don't know whether he's really interested or uninterested, because I've never really talked to him, although he hasn't come and asked me to talk about it more.
Let him ask you to tell.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's not interested yet.
That's true, that's true. Well, I guess that's what I've been doing, but I keep having these urges and wondering. It's the old should I do. I mean, it's all lobha, it's all wrong.
Instead of thinking just about your son, what about the others? Exactly the same.
Mm. They're talking to anyone.
Who are interested.
Those who are interested.
Yes, helping anyone, yes. Okay. Although I must find that in my situation the opportunity seldom arises. But I know, Sarah, you seem to have skill at being able to talk to people.
Sometimes I think, again, it just depends on whether someone has an interest. I think, like with family members, perhaps one time I might have minded, but these days I don't really mind. I just give people an opportunity and go from there. Mm-hmm. So I think the attachment, especially to family members, hinders the actually being able to assist in the most useful way.
I can see that.
Are you all my family?
Yeah.
What about family at home? They're not interested.
Maybe
in Gan, so just talk to those who are interested.
We know that the Buddha says the only way we can pay back our debt of gratitude to our parents is to try to share Dhamma with them. And again, that's an attachment. But I think to me it suggests that we should try no matter what, even if we don't get through, and not just be satisfied that they're not interested. Maybe we should try another way and go from a different angle, or
try one's best.
Try one's best.
If there are conditions, right? If there are conditions for someone to hear and appreciate it, if there are conditions to speak of it and share about it.
How can you have all people in the world be interested in the teachings? Impossible.
It would be a different world. Mm-hmm. If there are
conditions, it's the only way we can.
But
the
It would be followed by an understanding of if there are conditions.
Yeah.
Would it not?
Yeah.
This is speaking to parents.
Of course, I'm not suggesting that if there aren't conditions for them to understand that we should feel remorseful or anxious about it. But
no expectations.
No expectations, but...
And what about be nice in all situations to them?
Yeah.
That is the best thing for them to be interested. How?
Sometimes my thinking goes like this. If I were able to skillfully speak about this, there could be an opportunity if the other were open to listening. And I know that's a lot of if and self and trying to create and just thinking.
It's time to move forward.